AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was a mistake. That's what the top American military man in Afghanistan is telling Congress about that U.S. airstrike on a hospital. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
General John Campbell tells a Senate panel Afghan forces who said they were under Taliban fire in Kunduz asked for U.S. help, and the decision to fire was an American one.
A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
The strike killed at least 22 people. Campbell says an investigation is looking into the circumstances of what Doctors Without Borders, which runs the clinic, calls a war crime. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Sun's up, but it's not all good news for water-weary residents of South Carolina, where a once-in-a-thousand-year rainstorm, says the governor, left several people dead, knocked out power and water for thousands, and flooded many homes. Governor Nikki Haley is warning communities downstream from the hard-hit state capital of Columbia that floodwaters are making their way toward the coast. That means there may well be more evacuations. Teresa Sumter had to evacuate her home in Columbia.
Just start praying. That's all I did. I just started praying. And they said, well, Lord, just take care of us. And he did. It could have been worse.
Bombshell decision from Europe. Its top court says data stored on U.S. servers isn't safe because of government spying. This means Facebook and other tech companies may have to change the way they handle private data from Europe. The government says heating bills should drop this winter for most households, thanks to a combination of lower energy prices and warmer weather across much of the country. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is up 20 points. This is AP Radio News. If you won $310 million in the Powerball jackpot, would you quit your job? Of course you would. 50-year-old Julie Leach did. She won Powerball last week and just faced reporters.
I quit automatically. I was done.
Where did you work?
I worked at Aquatic Bathware. It's a fiberglass factory. Nasty, dirty job.
She and her partner have a family that includes three adult children and 11 grandchildren. And yes, he quit his job, too. The government is proposing a record fine of almost $2 million against an aerial photography company for flying drones in crowded New York and Chicago airspace without permission. Skypan International of Chicago is accused of operating 65 unauthorized flights in some of the nation's most congested airspace. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.